Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
John Gibbons with us for the last word on the environment. Before we get to leaf blowers, which I know you want to spend time on, I don't know how much you heard of that piece that we had on the nightmare commutes, focusing on Galway this evening. And one of the things that comes up regularly whenever we talk about Galway is the absence of the outer ring road to try and reduce the traffic congestion, which is bedeviling that city. And the contributors that we had are all in favour of having the Galway version of the Lewis, the Gluis as they call it, having enhanced bus services. They want to do all the things that are environmentally correct, but they also are of the belief that such is the growth in population and the growth in the numbers of people in work, that you actually have to have that outer ring road as well. What's your position on that?
Yeah, good evening, Matt. First thing to say is I'm not actually on the environmental stump on this, right? Obviously, there's an environmental benefit to public transport. But quite frankly, the reason that I'm pitching for a bus and rail solution to Galway and elsewhere is it's the only thing that works. Everywhere we go, we throw hundreds of millions. And I know you're coming to Cork shortly, but I'll briefly
detour. That'll be on next week.
Yeah, I'll briefly detour, Matt, to the Dunkettle interchange, which was upgraded a couple of years ago with great fanfare, opened by the Taoiseach. It was going to solve the divil and all. They put €250 million into that interchange. Within 2 months, we're back to logjam again. In fact, I heard it referred to earlier in the programme because, again, you're trying to solve a knotty traffic problem by adding more lanes, by more interchanges. The solution has got to be, as our population increases, we have to move to more light rail, more heavy rail. We've underdeveloped that, Matt, extensively
and
over
buses,
the last 40 years. And buses.
But my argument to you, John, is that our population has expanded over the last decade dramatically. It's expected to expand dramatically as well. That you have to put in all of these train services. I love trains. I travel by train whenever I can. You have to have buses. But you know what? You also have to have space for cars because public transport isn't going to be able to get everywhere and public transport won't be able to move the volumes of people that we have at work and going to school and going to hospitals in the country. You need it all.
You need it all. But the question is, we don't get it all, Matt. What happens is we get priorities and we get politicians who favour certain modes of transport. And road-based transport has been the firm favourite with our mainstream politicians for years. Let me give you a quick example where I know we have a lack of infrastructure for trains, but let's take the Waterford to Dublin line. That intersects a huge commuter belt, yet we don't have an hourly service, servicing Carlow, servicing Kilkenny, servicing Athy. Now, that would take hundreds, if not thousands of cars off the road if you greatly increase the frequency of trains along that line. Now, that's without having to even build a new line, Matt. So we've got to start thinking about this. Now, you say buses. Buses are great. Buses share the roads with congestion. And that's the problem. That's why, unless the buses have their dedicated roadways, they're in the same problem. They're part of the congestion. I mentioned to you previously, we have a huge issue with road transit, road freight transit in Ireland as well. We have vast numbers of heavy-duty trucks on the roads in Ireland where a lot of that freight should be on rails. So we've created the perfect storm. And the reason we've done that is politicians love cutting ribbons on new roadways, Matt. And we have to change our thinking on that.
Okay, let's move on. Leaf blowers you want to talk about. We're getting quite a few text messages in this. Anthony says, leaf blowers, the fastest way to make your leaf problem your neighbour's leaf problem.
That's a very good way of putting it. And I tell you what brings this to mind, Matt. I was at a funeral service recently, right? And in the middle of the sermons, or at least the speeches by the family, right? Nobody could really hear anything because what it sounded like, there was a rally happening outside. And eventually somebody went outside and sure enough, there was a petrol, one of these two-stroke petrol leaf blowers going about 100 metres from the funeral service and nobody could hear a thing. The noise in this is incredible. Let me give me some stats on it. At close proximity, a leaf blower, a petrol leaf blower, produces about 100 decibels of noise. Now, 100 decibels, Matt, is similar to the level of noise produced by a jet aircraft taxiing and taking off. Now, at a so-called safe limit, which the WHO says is 55 decibels, you're getting that at 250 metres from a leaf blower. And what brought this back to mind, apart from the funeral analogy, is I was home recently, and again, it sounded like there was, I don't know what, a construction crew working. But in fact, it was just one of the neighbours getting the leaf blowers in. And these are contractors who come in every couple of weeks. The racket from it was incredible. I have a little gizmo on my phone that allows me to measure the decibel level. So I went out on the other side of the hedge, 85 decibels, right? 85 decibels, Matt. You couldn't hear yourself think. Now, good news. California earlier this year, outright ban on petrol leaf blowers. Now, they also introduced a fund, for example, to help contractors to actually transition. If you want to transition to another form of leaf blower, of course, you can get a battery-powered leaf blower. They're available in your usual shops and so on. And they do pretty much the same job, except with a phenomenally less noise, right? And also, of course, less air pollution. One of the strange features of leaf blowers is that these little two-stroke engines that they use, there was some work done on this in California, and they found that running a leaf blower for an hour produces as much smog-forming pollution as driving a mid-sized car for around 15 hours. They're fantastically noisy. They create a huge stink of air pollution. And worse than that, or better than that, there's no need for them because you can move to battery-powered, not a bother. But okay, the only way we'll get a change on it, Matt, is regulation.
Okay. Jerry in Sligo says, I agree with John. I rake the leaves by hand and burn them. And I suppose, isn't it really the case? It's just laziness on the part of people that they don't want to have the physical exertion of actually raking the leaves, which was the way it used to be done before the invention of the leaf blower. Another one says, leaf blower, the most pointless invention ever created. Another one says, those leaf blowers are the most stupid, pointless things. Another one here says, no, I won't go to that one. It's a bit insulting to you, John. But for once, I think you actually have more people
My God, I've hit a nerve, Matt. I've had three positive texts in a row. I think I should quit while I'm ahead.
Yeah. And they're expensive things as well, aren't they?
Very expensive, very noisy, and you'll damage your hearing with them. They're bad for your lungs. I mean, seriously, the list goes on and on.
Okay, there's another listener, Louise says, what's wrong with just leaving the leaves where they are? They serve a purpose environmentally. Sure, keep them clear for drains, but leave them alone. I suppose that's the most important thing, isn't it, that we need to do, given the higher rainfall densities that we're getting, is to make sure at least get them away from clogging up all the drains.
Absolutely, but in most gardens, I mean, you can clear off the leaves if that's what you want to do. You can do it with a rake. I was out doing it the other day with a rake, clearing away the leaves. But the thing is, leave them piled up somewhere, and the wildlife, the various creatures that nest and that use leaves for overwintering. They're often, like, piles of leaves make good overwintering spots for various critters in your garden. Leave them there and let those leaves mulch down. And come the spring, you'll also have some useful fertilizer.
Okay, I'm told by John and Cork that burning leaves at home is prohibited. Another listener says you can't burn leaves.
I'm glad to hear it. I definitely wouldn't recommend burning leaves. That was one of your textures.
One of the textures came in. I know, I'm not suggesting you were the one who actually said that as well.
No.
Another one says leaf blowers are the same as patio heaters, no logic, says Sarah in the office in Galway, working late to avoid sitting in traffic. Actually, that's an angle we didn't take. We were focusing on the people having to leave home early to get to work. I wonder how many people now are spending additional time working on in the office, often for no overtime, simply because they're waiting for the traffic to actually pass a little bit so it'll be easier for them to get home.
And one of your earlier contributors pointed out that we have a spatial strategy in Ireland that still favours brownfield development out in the countryside. We're still allowing once-off housing and so on. And again, this might be super handy for people, Matt, but guess what? You're baking in not just car dependence, but long-haul commuting. And unfortunately, you can't have your cake and eat it. If you want to live up the side of a road in the countryside, unfortunately, you're going to be part of that commuting problem.
Listener says, I like the leaf blower Hoover variety and I chop them up to use for compost. I don't have the time on my large property for raking. Another one says, I get great entertainment watching my neighbour blowing the leaves from his garden out into the middle of the road, only for them to blow back in not 15 minutes later. Leave the leaves where they are, nature's free soil enhancer. But another listener says they are a major problem on the roads as well for cyclists.
Yep.
They're deadly dangerous for cyclists.
And not just the roads. Let's not forget the footpaths, Matt. Out my way again, the roads are clear, but the footpaths are deadly. And what we found with all the rainfall recently is that we get this kind of sludge on the footpaths, and it's pretty tricky. So any county councils listening, please don't forget us pedestrians. We vote too.
Eamon from California says... I agree completely with John about the leaf blowers. I complained again to our community landscapers about using gas leaf blowers just yesterday when they had already committed to use the battery-powered ones. I hate to tell you, Alan says you can get a good electric leaf blower in B&Q for €35.
That's right. And by the way, the good news for California is they're bringing in $500 fines for people who continue to insist on using petrol leaf blowers. And about time.
Okay, I think we better leave it there. John Gibbons, thank you very much for joining us here on The Last Word in the Environment.
The Last Word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.